He warned us, you know. Back in January of last year, on Inauguration Day in Washington, Barack Obama told Americans he had high expectations.
Starting today, we must pick ourselves up.
The goal is to set one national standard that will rapidly increase fuel efficiency.
Dust ourselves off.
Our ultimate goal is making sure that the average family out there, that they are able to pay their bills.
And begin again the work. Quality, affordable health insurance in this country. Health care can't wait.
This is the right way to move forward, even if I don't get every single thing that I want.
It's inarguable that the president has now signed the most significant piece of social legislation in decades, and so he's moving on to immigration reform and education? Time to rest on your laurels, dude. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, March 25th. Did you know, John, that there's photographic evidence that just the job of being president grays you?
Yeah, I think I've seen that in both Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and George W. Bush.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's right. So there's no arrest for Obama today. He's not resting on any laurels. He'll be in North Carolina or Northern Iowa actually selling health care reform today.
Let's get a check
on the headlines.
Late last night, Republicans forced the reconciliation package back to the House for another vote. They found two minor provisions involving Pell Grants that violate Congress's budget rules. Democrats say the provisions will be removed, and they hope to vote on the bill today. And also, some opponents to the bill are riled up, and they're threatening congressmen who voted for the bill. Listen to this part of a phone message that was left for Congressman Bart Stupak of Michigan.
You and your family are scum. You ought to fill your pockets with lead and jump in the Potomac, punk. That's what you are, Stupak. You're a piece of crap.
At least 10 congressmen who voted for health care reform are now under police protection, and the FBI is investigating acts of vandalism at Democratic offices around the country.
More bad news for the Catholic Church this morning. Our partner, the New York Times, is reporting that Milwaukee's Roman Catholic Archbishop warned top Vatican officials, including the future Pope Benedict, about a priest who may have molested as many as 200 deaf boys while he worked at a school for the deaf. The priest, though, was not defrocked. For more, we're joined by Lori Goodstein, national religion correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
As lurid as these details are, how close does this get to a specific indictment of the man who is now Pope?
Well, before he was Pope, he was Cardinal Ratzinger, and he led the Vatican's Office on Doctrine, which was ultimately responsible for deciding whether to put these priests on trial in their internal church process and whether to defrock them. This case went directly to him.
Wow. Lori Goodstein, stay with us. We'll be back to talk about the details and what this does mean for the Catholic Church in just a moment.
A big hearing in San Diego today to decide whether to combine more than 100 lawsuits against Toyota. Tim Howard's the lead attorney, and he's pushing for class action status. He says there's a lot of money at stake.
The amount of damages that the cases will be claiming, we're looking at approximately 8 to 10 million cars. If we look at $1,000 a car, that would be at 8 million cars, $8 billion worth of raw economic damages.
A panel of federal judges may also decide where the suits will be tried.
So, President Obama has asked Congress to provide nearly $3 billion in emergency funds to help Haiti recover from the January earthquake, and European leaders gathering in Brussels at this hour to discuss Greece's huge debts and what steps they might take to bail Greece out. Markets are reacting to that. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up on Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 10,836. The S&P opens at 1,167, and the NASDAQ at 2,398. We're going to do a cost-benefit analysis a little later in the hour of college. Is it really worth it? Tuition bills are higher than ever. Tell us your story at 8778-MY-TAKE, and we'll talk more later this hour.
We're also asking you about labels, because with the passage of health care reform, what label has President Obama earned? Maybe a new one. Is he a wartime president? Some people have called him a socialist, first black president. What's your label for the commander-in-chief? A new one? 8778-MY-TAKE, or post it to our site, thetakeaway.org. We're going to talk about that later this hour. But coming up, a look at the priest abuse cases and how they were handled by the Pope before he was Pope.